At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
Show at 1025 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 are the phone numbers. My man Bobby is buying his house, buying a new house.
Oh, yeah.
Selling his old house. And he's like, just last night he talked to him and he's like, I got two offers. This guy, four offers from over here, and I don't know what to do. And then I go, you know what you do? You have your agent work on it, all of it for you. Jesus Christ. He doesn't have Team Borum. He doesn't have Jeff Borum and his team at HP Realty up there helping you out. That's the one problem with selling the home and buying the home. There's just so much going on. You need experts to deal with it. And luckily here in the Tampa Bay area, Jeff Borum and his team at teamborum.com are here to do all of that for you. If you have bought a house, you love it. You found your dream home and you're like, oh crap, now we have to sell our old house. That is something so common to them. They deal with it all the time. Let them handle it for you. Let them make it so smooth that all you have to do is sit there, go in that one room that you go in when you buy a house and spend a half hour signing papers that you have no idea what you signed. That's what you do. When you have a real estate agent you can trust, they take all the stress and the tension out of buying a home. And the best part about Jeff, him and his team are right here in the Tampa Bay area. Jeff grew up in this area. He knows it great. Unlike these other real estate agents, are like, oh, yeah, we could do everything for you, but we're going to do it from Detroit. Jeff lives right here in the Tampa Bay area. If you simply go to Google and put in Borum, B-O-R-H-A-M, or go to teamborum.com, you can find all the information. If you're looking to buy a home, sell a home, thinking about renting your home, let Jeff and his team at teamborum.com do it for you. Teamborum.com for all of your real estate needs. Tell them you heard about it on the Mike Calta Show.
I have a little bit of breaking news happening right now.
Yeah, but if you got breaking news, you can't do it without the breaking news sounder, which I have somewhere. I'm just trying to find breaking time over here. Ladies and gentlemen, we go to Galvin. He's got breaking news. And now over to the newsroom with Galvin.
Carmen, if you can look at your text there and pull up that audio. Don't play it just yet. Does anybody know who Seth Binzer is?
Oh, he used to work with Fisher?
No, that is not. That's a different one.
Seth Binzer is a starting quarterback in the XFL.
He is not. No.
That sounds right, though. Yeah. Oh, Seth Binzer.
Seth Binzer.
He was the pilot flying Julian Assange over here.
No. Does this help? He's also known as...
Coolio Fulio?
Shifty Shell Shock.
Shifty
Shell Shock.
Does that help?
Is that one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No. Carmen, you want to play the song?
No.
The singer.
Come, my baby. Come, my baby.
Of Crazy Town is dead.
What?
He's died at 49.
Shifty Shell Shock?
49 years old.
Yeah, he was.
Binzer recorded to have died yesterday by the L.A. Medical Examiner earlier. No cause of death was given, but it's just breaking now that it's coming out that he died.
He's had a lot of drug issues for a while.
Wasn't he fighting with his band the last time we saw him?
I don't think so, but he was
from Crazy Town.
I think that was Smash Mouth, and that guy died too.
Yeah,
he was fighting with the band and stuff. By the way, that song, you know that song is actually Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so it's a Red Hot Chili Peppers song that was like an instrumental. They took it, put a drum beat under it, and then sang it over top of it.
Come, my baby.
And that became, I mean, that was huge for a while.
Yeah.
So there you go. Shifty Shell Shock is dead.
Aww.
Otherwise known as Seth.
What?
Only 49.
Damn.
Yeah, 49 years old.
50 is a new 80.
Yeah.
Rough. Be careful. Be careful with those drugs. I'm not saying that that's what did it. I'm just saying, you know, you guys are talking about a lot of problems.
Shifty Shell Shock is a terrible name to have.
It is the worst. Shifty Shell Shock. So terrible, dude.
Julio is pretty bad, but Shifty Shell Shock.
Shifty Shell Shock.
Yeah.
I mean, in the 90s, and you're playing that kind of music, Shifty Shell Shock was probably the coolest name.
Yeah.
Dude.
Second only to Cowhead.
Guys, I want to be called Shifty Shell Shock.
Oh my God. We love it. Sing about the butterflies.
Yeah, I can't even believe it.
Come on, baby.
We had a little bit of audio there. I have some more audio.
I love more audio.
Yes.
This is through channels that come through different people. Gio gave it to me. Gio got it from Corey Cardinal. Corey Cardinal got a phone call from a gentleman you may know. Listen to what he has to say about you. And he seems like he's jealous of somebody else. It's a phone call from Medicine Man. Voicemail. Take a listen. Here we go, yeah.
Hi, Corey. It's Medicine Man. I'm kind of frustrated. Who's going to be the next promotional person through Mike Calta to be hooking me up with concert tickets? Especially, I should have been tonight at the Amp with Red Hot Chili Peppers and Ice Cube for tonight's big concert, which I'm not there at all. So I'm going to talk to Mike Calta about this Monday and tell him, you know, his fat ass and hooking up with tickets anyway, since I do a lot for the show in the past, and he's making money off of me. I know damn well he is. He knows. I will call him up Monday or Tuesday. I mean, he's been focused with that idiot Love Tiger, which he's not worth to me, anything like that. He's a dumbass. So, that's fair to say, I am frustrated as and I should have been tonight at the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I know Mike Oliveira left Cox Media, so who's going to be in his place?
Oh.
Mike Oliveira left Cox?
Yeah, according to Medicine Man, breaking news.
Fired.
Is that why he called Corey? Because he felt like he should have had Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Right.
And somehow my fat ass should have got him for
Yeah. And your fat ass is what he said. And jealous that you're talking to Love Tiger. And him coming up with the theory that Mike O's gone. By the way, we were all at the station yesterday. You know who I saw? Mike O.
Oh, my
God.
Still employed.
Packing his stuff up.
No, it seemed totally fine.
Is today Mike Oliveira's birthday?
I believe it is his birthday today. Yeah.
Happy birthday to Mike Oliveira.
Happy birthday. Sure. It does not say that on Facebook.
I know. That's the only way I know when people's birthdays are.
Right. Same.
I believe I have it in my calendar. Let me see.
You think Medicine Man heard that Spanish went to the Chili Peppers concert alone?
Oh, yeah.
You had an extra ticket.
He had an extra ticket, and he didn't take Medicine Man.
Yeah.
Galvin picks Medicine Man up. Why couldn't you pick him up?
He's not going to pick Medicine Man up.
I can give you directions.
I don't want it.
Wait a second. You went to the show?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good.
And you went
by yourself?
I didn't
stay for very long. Yeah, I showed up late and didn't stay for very long and left.
It's part of the sad weirdos thing. You go
part
by yourself.
Part of the sad weirdos thing, yeah.
Feel yourself.
If you can handle going to a concert by yourself, you can handle anything.
Yeah, it's true. That's a good point. Thank you, Galvin.
But how about that, Medicine Man? You're making money off him. He's calling you names.
Listen,
says he deserves tickets. He's sick and tired of hearing Love Tiger.
Where is he? Where is he on the show? I thought he was on the call today.
Wow. That is some bold statements.
It's bold talk. He knows damn well you're making money off him.
Yeah, that's the best. Damn well.
So don't even try to deny it.
Hey, don't even be
lying.
Do you
know how many times I've eaten at a restaurant and said, thanks, Medicine Man?
Yeah.
It wasn't for you.
Yeah, every time I pay my mortgage.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to pay for this.
This one's on you, Medicine Man. Oh, my God. What a doofus.
Somebody the other day, I was leaving Publix, and they go, Galvin, is that your car? And I go, yeah, thanks to Medicine Man.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I want to ask you specifically, Galvin.
Okay.
What do you do if somebody hits your car in traffic?
If somebody hits my car in traffic, I assess it. I tell them, let's exchange insurance. I probably call the cops.
Yeah.
Especially if it's their fault and everything, yeah.
Galvin hit my car in the driveway, and we had a cordial conversation afterwards.
Yeah, we did. That's right.
It was not a fist fight or anything.
No. I told Gio, I said, if there is anything wrong, I will pay for it. I bumped him.
Galvin hit my car one time.
What?
Oh my God, Galvin.
Trying to help Gio get out because there was like a huge pileup.
Yeah.
Yeah, but same thing, just skirted
it. I try not to drive on your lawn.
Right, I appreciate that.
And it's difficult, and then I wind up smashing into coworkers' cars.
I've also hit my wife's car doing the same thing, yeah. Somebody hit my wife's car yesterday.
Yeah.
And, like a young stoned kid.
Uh-huh.
And, she's like reeked of pot and all that. And she, hit the car, did enough significant damage where it's got to be fixed, you know, but...
He hit her.
Okay. Yeah, he hit her broadside of the whole back passenger side of the car. Geez. And it's so funny because this must have been so frustrating. I called my wife as this was happening. Mm. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And she would pick up and I'd be like, hello, hello. And I couldn't hear anything. Her car was picking up. So she was out of it. So she's answering her phone and she can't hear me.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
And then finally I hear my daughter go, mom's not in the car. And I go, oh, well, why didn't anybody answer me? And then that dummy, I had to call three times before I go, let me ask a question. Why is mom out of the car? And she goes, oh, somebody hit the car. I go, well, why wouldn't you tell me that?
Yeah.
So I drive over there. And by the time I drive over there, she's like, no, we can go. I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, I called the police. They said, just exchange information and file it online. I was like, oh. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she say, Bob Marley just hit my car?
No,
you guys may want to come.
Yeah,
Cheech and Chong's.
Yeah.
No, but you don't want to get them in trouble. And most of the time, you can literally open your insurance app and take pictures and like send in the claim right then and there.
Yeah,
like you don't even have to go to the police station unless.
Yeah,
it's like.
But also, who's at fault and that type of stuff? Because last time my car got hit, it was by an old lady and she was turning right on a arrow or turning right on a red light. I had a green arrow. And I go into the first lane like you're supposed to. She came across three lanes and hit my back quarter panel. Yeah, so I was like, you're totally at fault, old lady. But we scooted over and stuff, and I called the police, and the police came, and I said, Oldie McGee over here went across three lanes. And he's like, ma'am, when you pulled out, what lane did you go into? And she goes, I went all the way across. And I go, bust it. Yeah.
We have a caller on line one.
Yeah.
Oh, goes by the name of Medicine Man. Hello, Minnesota.
I know, I feel kind of yucky today. You know, I've been through a lot in the last few months, and it costs, you know, being in a hospital and with the block colon and stuff like that. And
now, are you saying that all of this accumulated into you calling Mike Helta a fat ass?
Yeah, where'd that come from?
I don't mean to call him fat ass, you know, just like I'm trying to tack it away, but...
You did. And then you said Mike Olivero didn't work for the station anymore. What's going on with you?
I heard Mike Elevator moved away a couple of weeks ago. Is he still working at the station? I moved away from his house. I don't know. I'm confused.
Oh, Mike moved. Yeah. No, but he's still here. I thought for some reason.
Mike Olivero.
Oh, shut up.
I thought
Mike told him that he moved.
Smart.
Hey, I moved.
I moved too, man. Yeah, we're not here.
Mike Olivero moving, and like, damn, I took me a little bit off track.
Well, listen,
I'm 73 years old. You know, things get kind of messed up with me.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm very offended by the way you talked about me and how you said
I'm
that
sorry
I'm making
about
money
it.
Off.
I call you fat ass or something, you know?
Yeah, you call me a fat ass and it hurt my feelings. And then also to say that I'm making money. How am I making money off of you?
Somebody told me you were making money off of me.
Who told you?
I'm not totally positive about it, you know?
I want to know who told you that.
Oh, the blogger?
Probably.
Who?
Some people tell me that, you know. Like
who?
I
who
don't
tells
anything
you?
They say, you know.
Yeah, well,
Names.
Maybe this is the end of our relationship then, Medicine Man.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's not all again. This time?
Yeah, I got Love Tiger now. I don't need you.
You know, I'm like a Ming Dynasty to you guys. I'm the man, myth, and legend. I'm very popular.
Yeah, but you know what?
People
you're getting a little... You're getting a little bit rude. You call me a fat ass. You're assuming that you should be at the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert.
Plus, you even said you're 73.
I should have been there. I haven't seen them.
You're
going
to be done soon.
Yeah, I need to. It's kind of like Pat Sajak. It's time to move you out and move the new model in. Love Tiger's only 54, man. He's another 20 years.
I could last another 20 years.
Yeah, I don't know.
Spanish had an extra ticket.
People,
and he threw
man, you know how many people wish me for my birthday this year? About 1,000 on my Facebook.
Oh, yeah. On your Facebook?
You couldn't believe it. I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, people come up to me, like, I'm a phenomenon around here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Medicine Man?
So you guys need me. Anybody needs me.
Medicine Man?
I want to tell you the stuff I said, you know. I'm kind of like, I had this thing happen to me a couple weeks ago. Man, it knocked
the hell
out of me.
Listen to me. Let the music just sink in your heart and know that our time has come.
It happened, yes.
It's happening right now. It's time to say goodbye to each other for good. You got Ronnie Michaels out there. You got the Joe Show. You can call MJ. I mean, maybe Drew wants to talk to you. I don't know. But I think as of today, the 25th day of June, in the year of our Lord 2024.
All crazy stuff we had done. The Avocado Rock and the boxing matches, the live skits we did on the air. I kind of miss doing my I Am a Dick dictionary or my live phone interviews with people.
Medicine Man, repeat after me.
What?
Good.
What?
Good.
Good.
Bye. It's officially over.
It's the end of an era.
I mean, look, I will not be abused like this. I will not be called a fat ass and be accused of. I mean, basically, what he accused me of was human trafficking, that I'm making money off of him.
Profiting.
Yep. Medicine Man. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I got so emotional.
This is a historic day.
That was great.
Yeah.
Our day has come. Oh. It has come and gone, Medicine Man.
How long does this last?
I don't know. Probably like a week or two. No, I think Carmen, I'm going to try to stay strong on this one.
Do it. Yeah. You really should. We should just block his number.
I don't need him. He needs me.
Yeah.
It's not what he says.
But it's not what he says. It's not how he feels. And people, a lot of people are telling him, that I'm making money off of him.
A lot of projecting there. A lot of projecting.
He said he missed doing the skits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course he does now.
Yeah, of course.
Now he does because it's been taken away from him.
Yeah.
Is this jealousy? Because we're talking.
I think so.
Well.
Fixing his pool, doing things for him.
Happy birthday to my number one friend, Love Tiger.
We did try and help Medicine Man.
Yeah.
And we tried to take all of his junk away.
And he said no.
Yeah, he said no. And then the police had to come. So that's on him.
And then we tried to call and say, hey, the police are here. And he was like, no, not happening. Not real. Not true.
You can't help everybody, Michael.
No, I know. Yeah. I know, Joe. You know me.
People got to help themselves.
Can't fit everybody in the boat.
You can't help everyone. You can't get him an iPhone and expect him to do video.
That's true. You know,
there is that.
Madison, Love Tiger, Joe.
Damn, dude. I got to tell you, I did not see that one coming. Oh,
I
did.
I saw it coming from a mile away.
You did? That got me.
The list just gets longer.
Yep.
How do I call Love Tiger? I can't figure this out now.
I have no idea.
I want to try and call him and wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, it's his birthday. Uh-huh. This guy can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of my best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me.
Trying to call Love Tiger on this day. He'll be happy. He hates Menace Man.
What if Bobby Tiger answers?
Oh,
nothing
best would case make scenario. Me
goddamn, that song just pressing at the end. Depressing at the end. Menace Man just sent me that voice message. All right, I guess Love Tiger's busy. Maybe pooping in the CVS.
Or his pool.
Or his pool. Do you think, I mean, somebody's taking a squirt in that pool.
Oh dude, 100. Yeah.
Right?
I got to do is look at it.
Yeah.
It was pretty gross. So, since he didn't answer, I'm assuming he's not listening.
Yeah, he's not.
All right, so let me tell you some of the details.
Okay.
Oh, this can't be good if you're making this face.
You're like you're about to be sick.
Yeah. 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 Your mouth looks like it's watering like you got the poopies.
There was no running water in the toilets.
Uh-huh.
No running water in the shower. So there was no bathing going on. And in the toilet in the master bedroom, there was no flushing going on. But there was some activity in there.
Oh, just leaving it.
Just leaving it. Not a lot, but enough to make you go, ugh.
Listen, you gotta go.
You go to the CVS.
I know, but how far is the CVS?
What happens in the middle of the night?
Right.
If you gotta go, you gotta wake Mama Tiger up to take you and drive you to the CVS.
Oh,
can you imagine sleeping in Love Tiger coming in and going, Ma, I have to go to the potty?
I gotta tell you, to be honest with you, out of all the things we saw,
the thing that disturbed me the most was that black mold.
Dude. Yeah.
Because that was obvious that there was water damage. And did you see the pillow and the sheets and all the stuff on the bed? It was climbing over.
So I said to my wife, I showed it to her. I go, this isn't even funny anymore. This is sad. Yeah. You know? And I go, what do I do? And she's like, you got to call somebody. And I was like, no, because what happens is if you call somebody and they take him out of the family or they condemn the house, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the guy that is responsible for that.
I didn't
even know
about that.
My ultimate goal is to do something better for them. I mean, fixing their pool is the last of the priorities.
Right, yeah.
It's his first priority.
Yeah.
Well, because he's so used to peeing in the tub that he doesn't really care. I'll keep peeing in the tub, but I get to spend the summer in a nice, beautiful pool outside. That's all he cares about. Mm. And that pool is a negative 99 right now. If we got it up to a 20, we wouldn't even go in a green pool, but he'd probably be like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Right.
I think he was looking to the pool to, like, lift morale around the house, you know? Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Lift
I don't know Bobby Tiger or Brian Tiger.
Oh, Tigers is...
But or Mama Tiger, but I feel like Love Tiger is too smart for this. I really do. I really do. Like Love Tiger knows he's living in a den of disgust, and there's nothing he can do about it.
Because he wasn't always there, right?
Right. He was always at school. Now he's stuck there.
Oh man!
I only laugh because I can't get Love Tiger saying there are no tigers that live here out of my head.
Let me try.
It's just me. There's no tigers.
Poor Love.
You know what you do after you go to 8 years of college? You move back in with your mom and your two brothers.
Yeah.
Those two now, his sister is married.
He has a sister?
Is married with children and out of the house. She was like, I'm leaving these lunatics. And she's normal-ish.
Yeah. Why isn't he why didn't he move in with Medicine Man? Take on a roommate.
Dude.
Oh, dude. I would buy that house.
Yes.
I would buy a house for them and put them in the house together.
Dude. Medicine Man functions on his own.
Does he?
Yes.
He never smells. He's always clean.
Yeah. I mean, love
him. He's always clean. He gets places. He, you know, survives on his own. Like, he's buying his own food and doing stuff and going from one place to another. Could you imagine Love Tiger getting from point A to point B?
No.
Like, I think
without help.
I think Medicine Man is just a hoarder.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, because he showers, like Galvin said, he showers. He smells good. Like, he never stinks. So I think he, like, Medicine Man's problem is just a hoarder. He can't get rid of anything.
Well, I don't know if that's his only problem.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem.
Yeah.
Maybe he could help Love Tiger. Yeah, could, you know, like teach him hygiene.
He could foster Love Tiger.
yeah. Be a better parent to him than his parents have been.
I think then you'd have to let him back on the show.
If Love Tiger lives with him,
that's Medicine Man. Would foster Love Tiger at his house.
He has extra rooms.
Yeah.
I don't know if
you could give him corn tickets.
Corn tickets.
I believe they've made out with each other before. Oh. That's uncomfortable.
It's time for Medicine Man to give back to the community.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good step.
He's been taking for many years.
He's a taker.
He definitely has to have an extra room.
He has an extra room.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine the things that Love Tiger could bring to Medicine Man.
Of course.
That Medicine Man's unaware of. Love Tiger's probably a good dainty cook.
Yeah. We gotta, I know this may be a tall order, but if we could set up cameras in there.
Listen, I'll buy them a house.
Charge people, you know what I mean? Because the amount of annoyed Medicine Man would be with Love Tiger and vice versa would be worth its weight in gold.
And you just have different people drop in, special guests this week.
So one time on the show, we're in afternoons. We did a thing that I can't even say the name of anymore. Mm. And we put Love Tiger, Medicine Man, Winn-Dixie Bagger Lisa, her brother.
Tongueless Brett.
And I think that might have been one more weirdo. No, all right. We put them all in my office.
Dom's office.
Dom's office.
Yeah.
Locked the doors, closed the blinds, and we just, not secretly, but we videotaped them and watched them for an hour. And then every once in a while, we just introduce stuff under the door. We'd slide a Playboy under the door. We'd send snacks in there or something like that.
Yeah, just cake. A birthday cake.
And just watch how they reacted to it. It was fantastic. It was like having sea monkeys.
It was the best. And my favorite part of that whole thing is Tongueless Brett didn't have a lot of teeth.
Glendale.
That's who it was.
Glendale was in there,
He did not have a lot of teeth. And then you had a Corona in there that I think was like 6 years old. And do you remember he opened it with his one tooth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because if it falls impressive. Out,
yeah.
Well, now he doesn't have a can opener anymore.
Oh, that's true. Then maybe it was maybe that one they extra glued in there so they can do that. I miss those days. I would love to watch that one day, Joe.
That was one of the biggest fights Joe and I ever got in.
Wow, it was one
of the earliest ones.
Yeah, because I didn't really know much about
life,
Cowhead TV. Yeah, at the time. So Joe's having me like set up wiring and rigging up cameras, and I didn't know what the hell I was doing. So I just hear Joe yell from the other room, "What is? Look at what you're showing me! Look
what
in
am
the
I
camera.
Looking at?"
Yeah.
Well, in the significant turn of events,
yeah,
we've officially parted with Medicine Man.
Again.
Carmen, look at your text real quick.
He should foster Love Tiger.
Can he adopt him?
Even better. Imagine, I'm sure Love Tiger would move the 70s, 80s JJ Love Train show to Medicine Man's house.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's true. They could set it up in there. Yeah. Have a studio.
Yeah. He's got a co-host.
Got new music for you.
Fat ass.
Wait a second. I played new music and all of a sudden I heard something.
Fat ass.
Whoa, I don't like that at all.
Fat ass.
I don't like it. I don't like it. All right, listen to this song.
I know this. I've heard this at the circus before.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
This is Corey Feldman's new song, The Joke. I'm going to shut it because I don't know if he says F.
Fat ass.
Hey. This is getting ridiculous now. That is Corey Feldman, who is going to join us at 9:15 on this show.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, let's take a quick break. And we come back. If you'd like to call in, we'll take your phone calls. And I don't know. No Dom today because Corey Feldman bumped him. So... Maybe we'll do them another day this week if we have time. We'll take a quick break. It's Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
Fat ass.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah person.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.